Hi girls, I hope you're having a beautiful day today. Welcome once again to the Creative Purpose Podcast. Today we will be talking about creating your own sales strategy. So I know, and I also think you've heard, that many people give advice in relation to sales, and they create courses about sales, workbooks about sales, and many products and programs in relation to making a great sale, making a big sale, launching your product and earning $1,000, $1,000,000. So many people give you their tips in relation to this, but I think that deep inside, I think that owning your own sales strategy, creating your own sales strategy, one that is very personal to you, makes the difference in your business. Why? Because there is no one size fits all at business, at all. Even if some coaches, some gurus at business tell you no, there is a strategy, there is a blueprint. This is my blueprint, you have to follow it. This is the blueprint that allowed me to move from my job and only work on my business. You cannot truly believe them in a 100%, because their sales strategy may not fit your business. Maybe it can fit a business that is very similar to them, but it's not going to be 100% probable that it will fit your business, because all businesses are different. So in this episode, we will be talking about that. I will tell you some of my own examples. And I also want you to reflect about your own business and reflect about the things that have been working for you so far, the things that haven't worked so far for you, and also reflect where the things that worked for me made my way, where the things that didn't work for me made the way other people told me to do it, or were because I was following the blueprint of another business owner. So I want you to reflect about that. I want to start by talking about launching a product, launching a course, launching a program, launching a membership, launching whatever it is. My experience when I just did what I felt like in the moment at the beginning of my business, of course, I was just starting. So I didn't have a big audience. I didn't have a lot of people on my mail list. I didn't have plenty of people ready to spend their money with me. I was just beginning with my business. I was in my first or second year. And I remember once when I wrote my ebook, I was in holidays with my family and I didn't have any plan for launching, any plan. I was just putting the ebook together. I created a couple of graphics to promote it on Pinterest. And I wrote one email before going out with my family to have lunch. I wrote one email telling my audience, hey, I just launched my ebook. Here it is. You can buy it if you want. It's $5. That was everything. I didn't plan anything ahead. I didn't plan a big launching strategy, big launching program. I didn't have a lot of people on my audience. I didn't have a lot of people on Instagram. I didn't have a lot of people on Pinterest. I was in my first year, as I tell you, and I just launched my ebook. I didn't follow a guideline. I didn't follow a blueprint. I just followed my heart. I sent one email. I posted it on Instagram. And then I went out with my family. I wasn't also expecting to have sales. Like, I wasn't expecting a lot of people would buy, because from my previous experience, I would launch a product and it would maybe take a couple of days before the first person would buy. So I wasn't putting a lot of expectations on that sale. I was just following my heart, launching, then tweaking. That was my philosophy, and that is still my philosophy, and is what I learned from Michelle Rohr. Launching, then tweaking. A lot of people tweak and they never launch their products. They never launch what they created because they are tweaking all the time. And in my case, I am the opposite. I just launch it and then I tweak it. So at that point, I already had that philosophy. I just launched it. I went out with my family. And when I returned to the hotel, I started receiving a lot of Etsy notifications. There were like 1,000 Etsy notifications. There were like maybe 7 or 10 notifications, which wasn't something that I was used to at that time. And it was a lot of notifications from the people that bought my ebook. So the ebook I launched a couple of hours ago, I already had like 7 buyers in just 1 or 2 hours. I was impressed because I thought no one would buy right away. And at most, maybe 1 person would do it. I never thought more than 5 people would do it. And I got very excited because I didn't follow a blueprint. I didn't have a big audience. I just did what I felt like in the moment. And I want to compare this situation to the one of last year. Last year, I followed the guidelines of other entrepreneurs who were preaching about creating a whole sales strategy where you have to first nurture your community a lot, give them a lot, and then when you have already given them a lot of things, you would announce that you are going to launch something. And then you have a series of emails for many days of the week, for a couple of weeks, where you remind them of your thing, but you do it in a special way. So you create a special email for each day of the week and you tell them why your product will help them. You give them different examples of how they will be better with your product. And I was doing all of that. So I was creating one email to share why my product would help them, my course. Then another email sharing all the things the course included, like all the bonuses. Then another email to answer all the questions that they may have, like, is this a lifetime program? Do you offer refunds? Can this help me for this special thing? So I was all about it. I was like on board. I was creating many graphics for Instagram, for Pinterest, for my emails. I had a whole launching strategy planned and made like weeks in advance. And I was like, I got this. I for sure will have like at least 10 people interested on this thing. And according to most entrepreneurs I follow, they have like a lot of sales in the first day. Then they don't have a lot of sales for some weeks. And then on the final day, when the course is about to close, they have a lot of sales again. And I did the numbers and I said, okay, taking into account my audience, taking into account what these other entrepreneurs say, at worst, I may have like 4 sales at worst, taking into account my numbers. But I can have like 10, 20, 30. And I put a lot of expectations on that sale. I put a lot of expectations on that program. I was so sure many people would purchase. I was so sure because I was doing everything right. I was doing every single step of the blueprint, every single step of the strategy. And I was like, okay, this needs to work. This will work because I've been doing everything right. I've been following everything these other entrepreneurs say I have to do. Okay, so do you want to know how many sales I got for the first day? I got 0 sales in the first day. Then in the second day, I was tracking this, by the way, I was tracking, okay, first day 0 sales, okay, this doesn't look very good, but okay, I will have my hopes up. Then second day, 0 sales, third day, 0 sales, fourth day, 0 sales, and I was like, but how? Like, hundreds of people are opening this email, maybe 50 people are clicking to see this course, to read the sales page. I'm getting a lot of traffic, but no one is paying. What is going wrong? Is the price too high? I don't know. And I was like, but I'm offering all these things. I was offering this whole course, lifetime access, a whole workbook, lifetime access, two more masterclasses, full-time access also, and a lot of different gifts and freebies here and there. I was like, oh my God, I'm giving a lot of things for a very affordable price, and I'm not getting any sales. And then the second week of these sales, zero sales, and the last day, okay, this is the day. I was so sure. Okay, I didn't have any sales before, but today is the last day, and I already said to my audience, I won't be opening this program probably until next year. And I was like, okay, today is a big day, you all. Today is a big day. I prepared myself. I sat in front of my laptop. I started checking everything. Everything was perfect. All the emails were sent. All the Instagram posts were made. All the Instagram stories were uploaded. I just had to wait there and start receiving all those beautiful sales. At the end of the day, I got zero sale. 2 weeks of promoting my program, plus the whole month working on the different emails, the different graphics, the sales page, the branding of this course. So all the time I prepared for this launch, following the exact same steps that other entrepreneurs were telling me to do. They were promoting these blueprints, and I was following every single thing to the letter. I was like, okay, first step, this, check. Second step, this, check. I did everything. And I still never got one sale from that launch. So I'm not saying this to make you feel bad, like this is not going to work for you. If you follow someone else's advice, it's not going to work for you. That's not true. It's not like it's not going to work for you. Maybe it will. But I'm telling you that sometimes the guidelines, the blueprints that other people recommend you in your sales strategy, maybe it's not going to work for you or for your audience. I will do a quick comparison between the two audiences. The audience of the people I follow in general are people that have 9-to-5 jobs. It's a more mature audience, so people in their 30s, 40s, even 50s. People that live in the United States mostly, or in Europe, countries where they earn a lot of money. And the courses that these people make generally are about earning money. So people feel more prepared to spend money when you are helping them make money. Now, going to my case, my audience back at that time were mostly young people. Many of them were at school. Some of them were at university, and I think a few of them were working, but most of them were at school or at university. So as you can see, maybe they were not earning a lot of money. And many of them were from countries that are experiencing hard economic situations, like Latin American countries. And I can tell you that because I also live in a Latin American country. I live in Chile, so I know the situation of my neighbors, the situation of neighbor countries. That is not very easy to live. They live paycheck to paycheck. That's also the case in my country. We live paycheck to paycheck. The minimum wage is not high at all. So the situation of my audience were mostly young adults that didn't have money to spend, and even less, they didn't have money to spend on a language learning course. The situation of the audience of the entrepreneurs I was following, the blueprints I was following, was of adults that were working or had a business already, that were earning money, and they were ready to invest on a program to make more money. So as you can see, their strategy didn't work for me, not because the strategy was bad, but because my audience, my type of business, didn't fit with that strategy. And I was going to talk about this other thing as a separate thing, but I think it has a lot of relation to the first one, which is my emails versus the email templates I took from others. Whenever I send an email, a launching email, or talking about one of my products, or talking about an affiliate link I have, I'm being very me, very original with my email. I'm not following anything, not following anyone. I'm just typing and telling the my audience about this. I tend to have better results than when I took the template from another person, like the email template from another person. As I use the templates of other businesses, I don't get the results I want. I don't get the results I expect. I don't get many people to click on the links or even to buy. So I think, and this is very related to the launching thing, that when you are yourself, your audience can tell that because you're doing an email that you always send, the kind of emails you always send. But when you start sending emails taken with the templates of another person, maybe your audience can sense that there is something different here, that you are not being your true self, that you have been maybe using the words of another person, words that you never use. But that day that you were launching something or selling something, you started using a word or a kind of way of writing that is not the one you usually send, they usually do. So they may feel like there is something different about you, something that they cannot really understand what is happening. So that may make them step back and don't buy from you, or don't click into your links, or don't go to the place you want them to go. As I said before, this is a separate example, but I also think it's very related to the one of launching. Because when I was launching, I also used the templates, the email templates of other people. And I tried to follow their advice. And this is not something that happened to me once, with one person, with one business, with another entrepreneur I follow. It happened to me with many of them. Many of them that say, okay, I did this launch, and in 2 days I had $10,000 in my bank account. I followed the same strategy, didn't work, because my business was totally different. The products I was selling were totally different to the ones this person was selling. My audience was totally different to the audience of this other person. So their strategy didn't work for me. And the final example I have for you is my original content and products versus making something everyone else is doing. If you already have created your first digital products or your first courses, your offers, you may have this temptation of following what other people is selling, following the same kind of products, like creating the same kind of products that other entrepreneurs, that other Etsy sellers, that other course makers, thinking that maybe doing that will bring more people into buying from you, or more people into your audience. And maybe if you have done that, you could have realized that didn't work very well. And that is something that happened to me many times. When I started, I tried to be very unique. I started creating products that I liked to create, that I wanted to create, and I started getting a lot of sales. But then as time started passing by, my content, my products, my courses started looking more similar to the courses or things that other people were creating. And every time I created a printable or a digital planner or a digital something or a tool that was already created for other by other people, and I tried to do the same as them, I never got sales. Maybe one or two, but no more than that. Even if I did exactly what they did, or if I saw that many other entrepreneurs were selling this, I started selling that, and it never took off. It never got the attraction that I thought it would have, because I saw this product being so popular for others, but it wasn't popular for me. And those times, I decided to use my own magic, my own uniqueness, and I created a product from scratch that I never saw in any other place. Those were the times that my product took off. Those were the times many people saw my product and just bought. Many people that weren't even on my audience started buying from me because they saw the product, saw its originality, and saw that it was different to the products of others, and they just purchased. But whenever I created a product what was a product that was very similar to the products of others, that never really gave me any result, because my product was compared or being compared to the product that of another person, and maybe the other person put a lower price, that was the winner because of the price. Of maybe my product was too pinkish and the product of this other person was more neutral color, and so that was the winner. But when I created products that no one else created before, or that I couldn't find anywhere else, and it was a very original product, I would have more results because people weren't comparing my product to another one, because that product didn't exist in any other Etsy shop, didn't exist in any other online business about language learning, for example. So what I want to tell you here is that when you create your original content, your original products, your original courses, you create more opportunities for you to bring results into your business, rather than when you try to make the same thing that other people are doing. If you see that, for example, you are a vet and you see a fellow vet who creates a planner for pet owners and it's creating a lot of results thanks to that planner, and then you see many other vets who are doing the same and you try to do the same, the possibilities of you being the winner, and I'm quoting this, I'm putting quoting marks in this sentence, the possibilities of you being the winner are less than if you create a, I don't know, pet owner care kit that includes an ebook, for example, and a worksheet and a workbook and an ebook and I don't know, things like that you haven't seen before. Maybe even a Excel file where a pet owner can track all the times that they take their pet to the vet, and the times their pet gets sick, and the times they have to give medicines to the pet. If you create something like that, for example, I don't know if that exists or not, I'm just making an example here, but if you create that, something different, something that you haven't seen before, chances are you're going to get more results than if you create the same planner for pet owners that you see all over Etsy. And this is just an example, but you can take this example for any other niche. What I'm trying to tell you here is that your special sauce is what makes the difference at the end of the day. Not if you create something more beautiful than another person, or if you try to create the same thing that, I don't know, another girl in your industry made, and you're trying to make it look a little bit different, but it's quite the same. The possibilities of you succeeding at that exist, but I think when you get more results and better results is when you incorporate your special sauce inside of the pot, inside of your business. Where is your special sauce? What is the thing that you can bring to the table to make your business experience better, to make your experience, your business experience unique to you? Don't try to follow the sales strategy of another person or the email template of another person. You can take them as ideas. If you buy a pack of email templates, you can take them as ideas, but don't try to follow all the time the same things other experts are doing, because those experts are not only helping you, they are helping maybe 10,000 other people. So one time people can realize that there are a lot of new entrepreneurs using the same templates, there are a lot of new entrepreneurs using the same selling techniques. I feel like when you create a selling technique that is different, that is somehow not the same as the sales technique that everyone are doing, you create more chances for you that people put you more attention because you are being different and you are doing something that is not following a rule, but it's the exception. And so that is why I think finding out your special sauce is what makes the difference at the end of the day. And I also think that if you want to create better results for you, you truly need to write down your results. So try to think of the results that you have gotten in your business in the past. So for example, in your last lunch, how did you make? How was your last lunch? What did you do? If it was a good lunch, what were the steps you took in that lunch that made it different to your previous lunch that maybe wasn't very good? And also, if you promote a product and this product didn't gain a lot of attention, didn't gain a lot of sales, but there was another product that you created in the past that got a lot of results that many people purchased, then try to make the comparison. What was different there? Was there something different in the product itself, or did you launch the product in different ways so that you can say, okay, this last time maybe I followed the blueprint of another entrepreneur, and the previous time when I got more sales, I was following my heart. Or maybe it was the opposite. Maybe in the previous time you followed a blueprint from an entrepreneur that you like and admire, and in this sale you didn't follow anything. You just followed your heart, and that didn't turn well. So in this case, maybe that technique that you followed from that entrepreneur works in your business, and you have to keep on doing it. And maybe what you can do is use this technique from that entrepreneur and mix it with your own sauce, your special sauce, so that you can make it more unique to you. So I have an invitation for you today, and that has a lot of relation to your own magic. So as I told you in the previous episode, I created a quiz that will help you discover your personal magic at business. And in this quiz, you'll be able to find out what is your biggest magic, your magic trick, your magical sauce, so that you can pour it into your business and make it even better. This is not only like a personality quiz, but it's more of what is your magic and how can you make your magic help you more. It's not about what you are missing at business, what you are lacking of, what you are doing wrong, but instead of what you are doing right and how to take advantage of that to make your business even better. So in my case, I discovered my magic at business by doing the quiz. I totally thought that my magic at business was one of the five that I stayed in the quiz. One of them, I was sure that was the one I had more inclinations towards. And then as taking the quiz, I realized my magic at business is another one. And then I realized that even though I have this characteristic, even though I have this special skill, my magic at business is a totally different one. And thanks to the quiz, I could realize of how to take more advantage of this magic that I have in my business. I also want to help you discover yours, your magic. There are five magical things that you can have taking the quiz. So you can go now to the link I will leave in the description of this episode and take the quiz. I really hope you have enjoyed this episode a lot. I hope you can put into practice the tips I gave you with this episode about owning or creating your own sales strategy, because I think that is truly something you need to do. I don't want you to be following everyone's guidelines and then feeling like it didn't work. Why it didn't work? Because that's something that has happened to me many times, that I follow someone else's blueprint and then it doesn't work and I feel like I'm just a failure because I didn't do things right. Which is not the case. The case is that maybe your audience is totally different to the audience of this person, your business is different, your products are different, and you cannot be following a guideline of a person that has a totally different business than yours. So reflect, think how you can make your sales strategy better for you, your emails, try to own your magic, put your own special sauce into the mixture of your business, and that way you're going to get better results. Also, don't forget to track your results and see why one product may have made great results and the other one didn't. So that's it for today, and I see you in the next week. Bye!